The Gemara on the top of Daf Yud Tes brings down this Maisa that Rabbi Bar Chana Irchas Li Gita Beis Medrash. Rabbi Bar Chana lost to get by the Beis Medrash. Amar Simna Isul Begevei Tvias Ena Isul Begevei. So he said he has both Simanim and Tvias. Ayin Adruni Hale, they give it back to him. And Amar Le Yadan, I don't know, Yimushim Simna Adruni Hale. Did they give it back to me because of my Simanim? Because Sabi Simanim Daraisa, and they hold that Simanim is Daraisa. Yimushim Tvias Ena Adruni Hale, maybe they give it back to me because of my Tvias Ayin. But Daf Gatsubim and Darabana, Daf Gatsubim and Darabana, but Nishnam Alay, because Tvias Ayin only works for a Surah Mirabalam. Now Rashi over here on the top of the Amud, Rashi says, Irchas Legita Shahaya Shliach Lahavi, Irchas Le Vashkachu. He was a Sheikh to bring the get, and he lost it, and they found it. And the Achinam are bothered with Rashi that, what's Rashi's Hechrich? How did Rashi know that we're talking about that he was a Shliach? Maybe it was his own get. Maybe Rabbi Mechana was Migrash's wife, and it was his own get. Echi Tesi, where does Rashi get this from? They were talking about a Shliach Dafka. And the Maram Shif and Gittin asks this Kasha, and Dafchav Zayin, the same Gemara over there. And the Maram Shif says an interesting thing. He says that it's not Mestaber that Rabbah Bar Mechana is Megarish's own wife, because Kasha and Gerish and Chazal say it's not a good thing to Megarish a wife. So it's not Mestaber that a Adam Gadol like Rabbah Mechana was Megarish's wife. Therefore, Rashi says he was a Shliach, which is a Chayat Tzarechin, it's a Chiddush, because at the end of the day, you know, you find that Anashim Chashubim are Megarish Nishasayim. It could happen. So if it could happen, how does Rashi know that's not what happened? Why would he go out of his way in two places and say that he's a shliach? You know, just say that's what happened, and whatever happened, happened. Why would Rashi, what's machirach Rashi to say that it was not his own get? The Chassam Sofer again adds another interesting kasha on the Maram Shif. He says, you find in the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara says in David Chesedson, Amaraim, Rav, and others, when they would come to certain cities, they would say, Man havi li yome. They would be traveling away from home, and they would say, they would be asked who could be their wife for a day. There would be Makadosh someone for a day, and then there would be Megarisha right away. And you know why they did that? We said over once, Reuven Margolius, El Hasbro was Hashem Shemaim, so to avoid the Persians who wanted to give him, you know, women as Baderech Snos, so it was done Hashem Shemaim. But Lamaisa, we see that the Amarim would do this. They would say, Man Havali Yom, and then there would be Megarisha. So maybe that happened to Rabban Brachana, and he was Makadosh someone the Yom, he had to be Megarisha, and this is that get. So you find that Chashva Marayim and Megarish Nishav Sam. So either way, that's not so pashut to say what he's saying. Rabbi Kivegar in the Tshuva, Simukav Zayin, he says Chiddush. He says that he wants to say that the Baal himself would be Naman even without Simanim, because it's Biyada Lagarsha. Baal Shomer Gersh is Ishti Naman, because it's Biyada Lagarsha. So if we're talking about the Baal himself, we wouldn't need Simanim Bichlal, even though there might be Chashash of Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. That's only Chashash Tarabonim. For that, for sure, Simanim will help. And for that reason, Rashi had to learn that we're talking about a Shliach, not talking about the Baal himself. But the Iker Kasher, Shmuel Rizovsky points out, he says he doesn't hear the whole Kasher B'chlal, because he says there are Rishonim Gittin, Mashal Tesis Rit, and Daf Chavzayin and Gittin. He says that the whole din, that you're not machzer to a person with Tvias Ayin, unless you're Tzuv Mirabanan, that's only by a regular person. But the Baal himself, Avad is Neman with Tvias Ayin, even if he's not a Tzuv Mirabanan. That's what the Tesis Rit says Beferish, and Tesis Rit himself speaks out afterwards, therefore you have to say that he was a Shliach, because if it was the Baal, then Pashas is saying he would be Neman even without Tvias Ayin. So that could be the Pashup Shat, and Rashi says he was a Shliach. Maybe he had like the Taisus Rid, that the Baal himself would be Naman with Tvias Ayin, even if he's not a Tzuv Mirabanan. So from the fact that the Gemara says you have to come out the Tzuv Mirabanan over here, that is a Rai. That's a Rashi knew that we're obviously not talking about the Baal, but we're talking about the Shliach.